Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to the WILO Party Line. Melissa and Cindy in with you on a Wednesday morning. Party Line, by the way, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines. Clinton County, Boone County, Carroll County, DailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. You can watch the online telecast, by the way, at hoosierlandtv.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Penn Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. Good morning, friend. How are you today?
Pretty good. I actually had a chance to watch that Steve Martin documentary.
Oh, really?
Last night. Yeah.
Was it as good as I would hope it would be?
It was fascinating. And yeah, I mean, as far as the entertainment side of it, you don't see a lot of that. You see a lot of the behind the scenes and what he went through throughout his, 60-year career so far, or pretty close to it, 50-some right in there, because he's in his 70s. So, but yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to watch everything that he went through. From the time he started to all the way up to now. It's a two-parter because that's a lot of years to cover.
Sure.
So it is a two-parter.
And is this endorsed by him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually, I mean, they filmed it over the course of a few years.
Okay.
And he narrates it.
Oh, really?
Himself. So he narrates it. He has some of the people that have worked with him, especially Martin Short, who's been his best friend for 40 years.
Sure.
You know, he's in it quite a bit. There's a little bit of the only murders in the building part, so even Selena's in it there at the very end. But it was really fascinating to watch, very entertaining as far as I remember some of the stuff and seeing it, but then talking about how he got to that point and, you know, a lot of the behind the scenes part of it just made it even more fascinating.
Sure. And what source did you get to watch this?
It's on Apple.
Apple, okay.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV, so. But yeah, no, really good. In fact, I came very close to putting in King Tut because that was one of his Billboard Hot 100 hits.
It was really good.
And I do have, and we do have it because we did actually
we
play
do?
It. Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, we'll have to play that coming back in at the half.
Oh, I can do that. I put it into the quick start because I thought I'm not going to play it with Nalith out telling her.
Oh no, that would have been awesome.
So, but yeah, nope. I even looked it up just for that reason. So the closest mm-hmm. I got to it was the Bengals with the Walk Like an Egyptian.
Sure, so, yes.
But yeah, no, yeah, great documentary.
Wild and crazy guy. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So, talk about a classic, right?
Yeah, about an amazing career and still going and does not want to stop. He's been asked. They're shooting season 4 right now of Only Murders in the Building. And he was asked, when do you want to stop? Because he will sit there and Selena said in an interview, she was asked about working with the two of them, which, you know,
oh
what a combination.
Gosh, could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, that was the part of the reason why she accepted it.
No kidding. I would too.
Well, she was the one that they wrote the part for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they had her in mind when they wrote it. And when she accepted it, she said, as soon as I saw who was doing it, she said it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know, the content and the script and everything else. But
have you seen Steve Martin play the banjo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He has a bluegrass podcast.
Yes. He is a very gifted musician as well. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't know that, I'm sure a lot of people do.
He gets to do a little bit of that in the show.
Oh, he does.
He plays a concertina.
Yes.
Which is beautiful. And he will actually play that in the show. And it's great. It's like background music for the podcast.
Now, we have a mutual friend that plays the concertina. Did I throw you off with that one today?
With a concertina, yeah. I mean, Russ plays the piano and everything. It's really good.
No, we have a friend that plays the concertina. Our engineer, Mike Sinicky, also plays the
concertina.
Yes, he does.
And that's interesting.
He brought it one night to a Christmas party.
Well, that's cool.
And he played for us, and it's just a very unusual. There's not very many people anymore that, you know, play an instrument
sure.
like that, for sure.
Sure.
And he played the concertina for us.
Yeah, I mean, I love that kind of stuff. I love the, I actually, because of the documentary, and I had seen on his Steve Martin's Twitter feed, he's on Twitter, he's on Instagram, he's on all that stuff. Marty Short's not, he doesn't want to have any part of it, but Steve's on there. And he had the podcast and said, you know, I'm bringing it back. He's got like over 200, 300 podcasts already recorded, and he just decided to start putting them up.
And why wouldn't you? You know, what do you have to lose if you're Steve Martin?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I would watch just because it's him, let alone...
Well, he said it's, you know, it's not going to be for everybody, but it's all the bluegrass, and he talks to different musicians. And some of the musicians that he talks to are not necessarily bluegrass musicians, but they're people like Janis Ian. You know, just people that have been in the business for eons and have like reinvented their musical journeys and stuff. So it's kind of interesting.
He's one of the few comedians that transcends time, don't you think?
Like,
there's people
so.
That are older than us that know who he is and appreciate him, and there are, you know, our kids that appreciate him.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's not very many comedians that can go.
Oh yeah, my grandson's actually going back and watching some of his older stuff now, because he started watching Only Murders in the Building with me, and he said these guys are hysterical, and I said yeah, so go back and watch. And then he and Short do their comedy tour of the two of them, and which is funny. You can catch some of that on YouTube. It's hysterical.
Sure. Yeah. Well, looking at the calendar, today is Wednesday, April 17th. It's National Banana Day. Are you a banana?
Nope.
You don't like bananas?
Never did.
Wow. The average American eats about 90 bananas a year. That's about 27 pounds worth. Technically, bananas aren't a fruit. They're a berry.
Mm-hmm.
But the seeds are sterile. That's why you can't plant a banana in the backyard and grow a tree from it. Instead, banana plants are cloned, which means the bananas today are genetically identical to the ones your grandparents ate when they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you have to.
So
do
you don't like banana bread?
No.
Oh, man. Warm banana bread.
I don't
bread.
Make all of that stuff.
I know you make it. That's why I'm surprised.
No, I don't eat any of 90% of what I cook, I don't eat.
I wish I had that problem.
So, I mean, I just don't have the taste buds for any of it. So,
today is also blah, blah, blah day.
Yeah.
Finally get around to doing all the things you've been nagged to do, like clean the car, change that broken light bulb, quit smoking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it ain't happening today.
Yeah. It's also National Kickball Day. Now,
okay.
We played kickball some, but my favorite was dodgeball.
Well, yeah, but by the time you came around, we were in the new elementary, so kickball was about all we had at Michigan Town. So
I could see that.
Outside.
I could see that, but I loved dodgeball. And if somebody didn't walk away with a bloody nose or ring on their face from the ball.
When we got to the new elementary, blood and guts, pretty much.
Yeah, and they tried to set that rule in gym class. Nothing above the shoulders.
Yeah.
Right.
No headshots.
Right.
No headshots.
That's
I can't help it if they bent down. I wasn't aiming for the head.
That's exactly right. They went down to get the ball.
Yeah.
The ball just hit them in the head.
It was already on the way. Yep.
Those were the good old days. Do they even play dodgeball in gym class anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I was going to say, that's a rite of
passage.
They
even have teams.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, it's advanced more. It advanced between you and me, and it's advanced between you and my kids for sure. Yeah.
And then there was that movie.
Uh-huh.
That was a great movie, too.
Yeah, it was.
Trending today, just in case you're wondering. I was reading. Pat sends me funny things to get me laughing on the air. I better avoid that.
Yeah, I found a good Instagram for you. I'm going to send you later.
All right, speaking of phones, there's a restaurant in Italy that's offering customers a complimentary bottle of wine in exchange for their phones. Now, this is all part of a social experiment to see what happens when diners lock away their devices and have no choice but to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love this idea, to be honest with you. Not only have they found the vibe at a place called Verona's Al Condominio. Don't think that I said that right. I'm sure I didn't. But everyone is usually plastered by the third course. So I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm no kidding. We have our phones with us if we go out to eat or something, but right. we don't sit there and scroll the whole time.
That's what we do too.
Yeah.
We'll have them with
and
us.
And it's more just for emergency
right.
deal.
Yes. And I think my family, because I kind of set that rule pretty early on, we don't at the table.
No.
And so unless it's an emergency, I'll have it here yeah. and, you know.
Yeah, I honestly pay more attention to it now than what I did probably two or three years ago.
Yes, that happens in our industry, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Love you, Carl.
Yes, we do. According to the geniuses on TikTok, we've been loading our Pez dispensers wrong. What
are we doing wrong?
What was the last Pez dispenser you had?
Well, I don't like Pez, but I load them for the kids. I mean, I loaded three of them at Easter. So
I was going to say, I was pretty sure mine was a Bugs Bunny because Bugs Bunny's my favorite cartoon character. And yeah. I think that was the last Pez dispenser. Oh, and there's Scooby-Doo. I probably had a Scooby-Doo because I liked Scooby-Doo as well.
Peanuts? Did you have any Peanuts
I don't
Peanuts
think I had
characters?
A Peanuts one.
So I don't like Pez, so I didn't. That was not a thing for me.
My niece just visited the Pez Museum up in the Northeast. She's in the Connecticut area. And they have office Pez dispensers now from the show The Office.
Sure.
So she got the collector's pack of the office Pez
That's
dispensers. Well, instead
That's
of
funny.
Peeling the wrapper and trying to jam the pill-sized candies into the slot, the viral tutorial shows someone just sticking the whole package. Now, this is wrapper and all. Into the bottom of this dispenser. It's kind of like loading a gun.
Yeah.
And then when you cock it, the wrapper falls out and you're just left with the candy, I guess. Now, you know I'm going to have to get a Pez and try
that. I know. We're going to have to try that. I don't know. My grandson's probably got 10 or 12 of them left over from all the Easter, so I can probably find one. Yeah, we're going to have to try that.
Yeah, I've got to know now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see what we can come up with there.
Yeah, because I have to load them at the kitchen counter. That way, when I drop them, I don't drop them on the floor, mm-hmm. even though the five-second rule for kids is pretty good.
I've seen since COVID and since grocery prices are so high that the five-second rule has now been extended to a 15 to 20-second rule. That was something I saw in the news the other day.
Yeah, no. I won't extend that one, especially
really?
Depending on where we're at.
That's another few seconds at that point. Yeah. It's already been on the floor.
Yeah.
At my house, though, I have to make sure that there's not dog hair or cat hair stuck to something.
Exactly, which is another reason why I don't do that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
While everyone seems to be fuming over Caitlin Clark's rookie WNBA contract, the internet is offering some financial perspective on the deal.
Sure.
Caitlin will make $76,000 in her rookie year, while the NBA's top pick, Victor, oh gosh, why did they give me these names?
Know.
Some Victor guy.
Yeah.
Makes $12 million.
Yeah.
Except the NBA earns 177 times more revenue than the WNBA.
Exactly.
So when you divide the bigger salary by that number, you get about what Caitlin is making. So there is some good news, though. Her rookie jersey just broke sales records, and she's getting a nice piece of that as well. So
yeah,
that's some good news. But I understand when there's not as much money flowing through the WNBA yet.
Yeah, well, and it's, I mean, granted, it's been around for years, but not near like the NBA.
But
and
boy, what has she done for the sport?
Sport, yeah. No
Holy
kidding.
Cow.
Exactly. And the fact that we got her in Indiana, can you imagine what she's going to do for Indiana, especially even the away games and stuff? People are going to go see, they're going to come here to watch her play, whether it's their team or not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I would go see her play.
Yeah.
I have never been to a WNBA game.
I have been to a couple. And I honestly enjoy watching the women play that better than I do the men, because to me, the men seem lazy and
so
cocky.
So that's what I was going to say. On the flip side, I've only been to one ever NBA game, and I thought the same thing.
I've been to those too.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
they're not even trying.
Exactly.
So I just...
Whereas the women, it's
competition
the whole time.
And I'm sure that they will say that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
And their skills are so honed at this point, but I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't that impressed.
Neither was I.
I don't know that this is going to apply to us, but it's kind of cool. Don't try this at home. A storm chaser almost got swallowed up by a dust devil in Arizona. The meteorologist and his friends ran into the weather phenomenon literally on Route 66. That's mm-hmm. something I'd like to drive down sometime.
Yeah, I would. I would too.
It was caught on video, and luckily they came out with some scratches, but said that it wasn't too bad since they knew what to expect. Still, they say probably not the greatest idea.
Well, yeah, and if they came out with scratches, that means they had the window down. Duh.
Or they were out in it.
Yeah. duh. Again.
My thing is your eyes. It's not the skin. I mean, you know, I don't want scratches on the skin, but my eyes, I mean, wouldn't want all of that.
We have them around here every once in a while, especially for us out in the country. We've had some pretty good ones go across the open fields. Mm-hmm. Pretty heavy, but still, yeah.
Well, next time you go to Target, you may want to consider wearing a fake mustache. According to a new class action lawsuit, the company is collecting and storing face and fingerprint scans of customers.
Huh.
A woman in Illinois is leading the lawsuit, claiming that Target violates the law by not asking permission to hoard your biometric data.
Yeah.
The suit also claims that Target operates CSI-style forensic labs to enhance surveillance video and analyze fingerprints.
Yeah, that's definitely without permission. That's definitely a...
No.
Yep.
Wow. But just think of the technology.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, I would never... That kind of stuff does not cross my mind.
They can catch you with a traffic cam and zoom in and see...
I was amazed when the fax machine came along, and now we're doing stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is. It's really... In a way, I see it, but yet it's still to be that detailed.
Mm-hmm.
That is a violation of your rights.
If you were one of the Taylor Swift fans who had trouble buying tickets through Ticketmaster, you may have started something huge. There are reports out claiming that the Justice Department is ready to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment, claiming that the company has leveraged its share of live event ticket sales in a way that weakens its competition. The company has also been accused of bullying venues into using Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that a lot of our listeners may not be Taylor Swift fans, but this would apply to them for some other things.
And
maybe their kids or grandkids.
They're finding out that it's all concerts, and that's why the government actually did step in. They are investigating. Now, whether or not they're ready to file suit, I don't know, but they did... launch an investigation into it. So
we'll see what happens. We'll try and keep you informed on that one, because we will hopefully maybe have some Live Nation tickets. I know that we've got our guest today coming up, in fact, is from Indiana Beach, and we will have some Indiana Beach tickets coming up. They are opening in less than a month. Woohoo! Because that, in my mind, as we get closer to that, and Indiana Beach opens, and then Memorial Day is, like, for me, the official kickoff of summer.
Right.
So,
no, I agree.
Looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Tom.
It's bad enough that they're finding microplastics in the oceans and in our food. Now, scientists at the University of New Mexico say you probably have them in your brain as well. They tested the theory on mice by feeding them regular old drinking water and found that tiny bits of plastic traveled from their mouse guts to their tiny little brains.
Well, it makes sense. Blood flow.
It does. I mean, how could it not, really? Scientists figure we accidentally consume about 5 grams of microplastics every week. That's about as much as a credit card.
Hmm. I wonder if we do that at home, though, with the well water, with, you know what I mean?
I do wonder. I don't know.
Since our water comes directly out of the ground, and around here, you don't have that. I wouldn't think we would have a high content of microplastics.
I wouldn't either, but I mean, it's everything that we drink out of, except glasses, I mean, is plastic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
And there's certain plastics.
How do you know for sure?
Right, exactly.
Well, and the water tables and everything else, you know, you'd really have to do some major research to follow the water.
Sure. Are you a fan of the Olympics?
I like watching some of it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
A cloudy day in ancient Olympia nearly ruined an Olympic tradition. The flame that's on its way to Paris for this year's Summer Games is ignited by using a mirrored bowl that uses the sun to light the Olympic torch, which does not work, of course, if there's no sun that day.
It's really cool to watch them do that.
Luckily, there was a backup flame that was lit a day earlier. Aren't they smart? It's like they knew that could happen.
Yeah.
Ironically, when the ceremony was over, the sun did, by the way, come out.
Yeah, it is cool to watch. You can go online and watch that. It is really cool to watch them light that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured they kept a little flame lit somewhere all the time and then relit that. I didn't know that's how they started it.
It's pretty neat.
Huh, I learned something new today. Go ahead and post about your hike you took in California. A study from Georgia Tech shows that national parks in the West have seen a 16 to 22% increase in visits because of social media exposure. I totally believe this because I got to be honest with you. I love our national parks. And when I see something cool, I screenshot it. I put it in a folder and I say to myself, one day when I retire, I'm going to go to that spot. Mm-hmm. The parks are making almost 2 million more a year because of it. 90 million people visited national parks in 2023, which is about a 25% increase over the last decade.
Yeah, but I also think part of that going to the national parks and stuff after COVID, that was one of the places that people still felt safe and yeah. comfortable to be able to go.
I agree with
and
you.
And get outside and get the fresh air and enjoy nature and everything. And, you know, after having that taken away for a couple of years, that.
And we are so fortunate in this country. We mm-hmm. have some of the most wonderful national parks.
Yeah, people can complain about having that ground set aside over generations, but I'm sorry, some of those parks are the only thing that's keeping us breathing halfway fresh air. So
now, you remember last year's slasher flick about Winnie the Pooh?
I didn't see it, of course. God, really have a problem with that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I come on. You. Let's
let Pooh be. Let Pooh be. Let's free Pooh.
I mean, I'm sorry, but children's classic characters don't need to be horrified. I mean, what are we doing to our next generations of kids if they would accidentally see that? You know.
Well, the universe is about to grow now that copyright protections have run out on other Disney characters,
including
Pinocchio and Bambi, which are, by the way, the next to become horror movies. A low-budget production company is making an Avengers-style movie that also featured the bad versions of some of your childhood favorites, including Peter Pan and Sleeping Beauty. I got to tell you, though, the Sleeping Beauty one could be really dark. She comes yeah. back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. She's all decked out, dark eyes, dark hair.
Leather.
Yeah, spikes. No, we're not bitter.
Yeah, no.
I just had never thought about it, but I'm with you, though. Please don't ruin the beloved. No. Come on. I don't want Pooh coming at me with a knife or something.
Well,
and
my deal is I mean, Jacob's old enough to know better, you know, mm-hmm. but Puddin's not. Mm-hmm. And if she would see just that picture, it would scare her, you
sure.
know. And
oh, yes.
I'm not fond of that. You don't take children's classic characters and do that.
And again, it's just a low budget production company, so maybe it won't do very well. And
Disney should be better. They should be on top of that to keep their copyrights.
I mean, I don't know. Over time, I guess. It's a weird bunch of songs, so you could call it a potpourri of music. The Library of Congress has announced the songs that will be inducted into the National Recording Registry this year. Are you ready for the list?
Sure.
Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that one. ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Oh, of
that
course.
That is one of those songs, though. Gets in your head.
But you know,
I'll sing it all day now.
Now, the thing that gets me, though, stop and think about when these songs came out mm-hmm. and they're going into the Library of Congress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that say about us?
We're old. Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'm surprised that's not already there. You know? Mm-hmm. Honestly.
So there really wasn't a theme, of course, to the inductees this year, as they're saying.
No, but I'm really surprised Gene Autry was not already there.
Yeah.
That should have been there years ago. Mm-hmm. So, because that is a classic.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
What was it Todd always used to say? There was something that he would say that can get a song out of your head, and now I don't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'll have to text him and see what that was because I'll be doing Dancing Queen.
I don't have much trouble with songs staying in my head like that.
Well, when I get done here, I'll be doing the free mm-hmm. play and it'll be gone.
Yeah,
because I'll get to singing something in the free play.
Exactly.
And then it'll be gone. But for now, we're doing Dancing Queen in my head. So that pea-sized brain I have is Dancing Queen right now. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do we got? We got stuff coming up, this weekend, don't we? Boone County,
REMC meeting.
Yeah.
You can watch that on Hoosierland TV on Saturday morning. You can also listen to it right here on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. I believe it starts at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so you can watch and listen to that. It's only going to be half an hour. And so that's this weekend, of course, right before. It's right after Inside the Huddle, a little bit after Inside the Huddle.
Yeah.
And so that happens this weekend. And then, of course, less than a week from now is the volunteer fair.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Points of Light Volunteer Fair, yes. And so we are looking forward to that. We invite everyone to join us. And again, this is for not just local adults here that are looking to help out in their community, but this is a great opportunity for high school students to get involved as well, whether they're staying or not, because many of the students that go to college do have to have some volunteer hours. And this is a great way to find an organization that works with your personality, or that you have strong feelings for, that you really want to help out with, to do some of that volunteer service work. And so that's coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at 51 West Event Center. There will be food and giveaways, door prizes, and it is free. So please come and enjoy. And just come and see. You may not find something that works for you, but there's a chance that you will. And so there are so many great organizations that are coming that day. We invite everybody to come and join us.
Well, and especially the younger ones, because it's a good place to come and get a nice little entry for those college apps.
That's what I was talking about. You were answering the phone.
Yeah, I kind of figured so.
Yep, so come and join us April 23rd. So we'll be back. You're listening to Party Line right here on WILO.